KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Two more assessment teams were put on the Royal Dutch Shell drilling rig Kullok on Thursday to continue determining the extent of damage caused by its grounding on New Year's Eve near Kodiak Island. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard says it should be able to balance its role in the recovery efforts with its responsibility to assure safety in winter fisheries in the Gulf of Alaska and the Bering Sea. KMXT's Jay Barrett reports weather conditions around Sitka Leedyk Island improved enough that a Coast Guard helicopter was able to lower a 5-person assessment team onto the deck of the grounded rig Kullok on Thursday. An 11-person assessment team yesterday spent about 3 hours aboard the rig. Shell's Alaska Venture Operations Manager, Sean Churchfield, said the preliminary report from the crew showed a mostly intact interior, though some significant water damage. The lack of onboard power could complicate the recovery operation and may require electrical generators be temporarily installed to assist the salvors. Captain Paul Mahler, the Federal On-Scene Coordinator, reiterated that it was too early to speculate on a time frame for getting the Kullok off the beach or even how that might be accomplished. He did say the official investigation has begun.
Following a request made, investigators are en route from the Coast Guard Center of Excellence in New Orleans to conduct the Coast Guard Marine Casualty Investigation. I want to assure you these investigators are some of the Coast Guard's finest. We are still in an active response, but I have taken steps to initiate this Coast Guard investigation, and the results will be made available to the public upon completion.
Stephen Russell of the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation was on an overflight of the rig and found no indication of spilled fuel or affected wildlife. As a precaution, however, Churchfield said oil spill response equipment is being moved out of storage in Seward and staged in Kodiak. The Unified Command is seeking permission from the village of Old Harbor, just 10 miles away, to stage equipment there as well. And two national environmental groups are calling for a halt to federal permits for Arctic offshore petroleum drilling after the grounding of the Kullok off Alaska's coast. Representatives of the Natural Resources Defense Council and the Wilderness Society say Shell has demonstrated it's not ready to drill in Arctic waters. They say the risks are too large to make mistakes in one of the most fragile places on Earth. Representative Don Young swore in as a member of the 113th Congress yesterday. APRN's Peter Granitz spoke with Young on what he's hoping to accomplish during his 2-year term. The upcoming Congress, one of the things Young says he'll push is the Indian Empowerment Act, designed to allow more use of native land and resources for the benefit of Native people.
Well, again, I'm not pushing for anything specifically on my behalf. I am still going to chase the Indian Empowerment Act, trying to improve the ability for Natives, the American Natives, Alaskan Natives, to they can utilize their land, their resources, and benefit from it. They have great potential, as I said before, and I'll keep pushing that. I believe I can get a lot of this done in the House, but again, with the Senate going to buy it, I don't know.
Young also shares his thoughts on the 112th Congress officially ending, a Congress many are labeling the least effective and most disliked of all time.
The worst part about it is if the Senate doesn't try to work with the House, we're still in a stalemate. And I don't think either the Senate nor the President want that to happen.
This is Young's 21st term. He says he's still having fun and he'd like to keep running until he can become Dean of the House. Young is the longest-running Alaska official. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski will keep all her main committee assignments during the new Congress, including a slot on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Murkowski also will be on Indian Affairs, meaning both Alaska senators are expected to serve on that committee. Democrat Senator Mark Begich had previously announced his assignment to the panel. Murkowski's other committees are Energy and Natural Resources and Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Alaskan Jubik Yupik Military Officer Major Wayne Don was recently moved up in the hierarchy in the Alaska Army National Guard. KYUK's Trim Nick reports Wayne Don is originally from McCoryuk and now lives in Eagle River. Don was promoted from Major to Lieutenant Colonel, becoming the Executive Officer for the 297th Battlefield Surveillance Brigade. Don spoke briefly about how he began his military career.
Well, you know, I ended up in the U.S. Army not necessarily by design. I went off to college, and about midway through my college experience, I decided I was going to do something different, and I enlisted in the Army Reserve, and I ended up doing that and participating in the Reserve Officers Training Corps. And once I completed the program, I was commissioned in the Army, and the rest is history.
As Alaska's Lieutenant Colonel, Don will oversee the Battlefield Surveillance Brigade and training for the Alaska Army National Guard. Don says he's in charge of all the staff for the brigade, a great job, he says, with unique challenges. Don shares what becoming the new Lieutenant Colonel for the National Guard in Alaska means to him.
It just means a little bit more responsibility. And a bit, you've been in the service for a little while. All the promotions in the military are based on time and grade and education and experience. So for that, you know, I've been in total time about 18 years.
Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Don was part of the Guard's Operation Santa Claus last month when Blackhawks bring gifts to children in rural communities. McCoryuk was a special stop for Lieutenant Colonel Don, as it is his childhood home.
Well, it was really a huge honor for me. You know, as I said briefly at the introduction there, Santa Claus never came when I was a kid in that fashion in two Blackhawks. But for me, it was just a tremendous honor to be able to take, you know, soldiers and Santa Claus there. And really the biggest thing for me is to reconnect with family members out there. And, you know, it already made my Christmas to see all the children so happy to see Santa Claus come.
At Maluwak, Northway, and Venati were the other communities visited by Operation Santa Claus and Lieutenant Colonel Wayne Don. Alaska high school students are eligible to apply for a summer science program in Greenland. High school sophomores and juniors with a passion for natural sciences can apply. The 2013 Joint Science Education Project has two parts. Students will learn about and participate in Arctic science. They'll work with researchers and teachers at field stations around Greenland. Then part of the group will continue their polar science experience by traveling to and investigating the top of the Greenlandic ice sheet. The fully funded summer study program is co-sponsored by the National Science Foundation and the Government of Greenland. Applications are available online at www.arcus.org/JSEP. The application deadline is February 15th. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $19.20. to $1,645.60. Silver is down 30 cents to $29.90. Zinc is at 91 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 was expected at 9:08 and is expected to depart at 10:02. It's unofficially 29 degrees at the KNOM studios, 10 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock.